Many of those fighting Oklahoma's fires this week have been volunteers, and state lawmakers move to regulate AI use by children. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, February 20th. I'm Nick Daniels. Firefighters have been battling blazes across the Panhandle and the northwest part of the state for days now. Grayson Wheeler reports most of them aren't getting paid.
More than 80% of fire departments in Oklahoma are entirely volunteer, especially in rural areas, which are also where wildland fires tend to pop up. Even cities rely on rural volunteers during large fires. Woodward Fire Marshal Marcus Stevenson says the city had about 40 of its own firefighters respond to this week's blaze, but volunteers from neighboring departments brought the number up to 200.
Because without the many departments we had here, this wouldn't have got stopped and that wouldn't be there. Six trucks couldn't do this. I don't have a count. I would not be surprised if we had well over 100 trucks.
But it's getting harder to recruit and retain volunteer firefighters as family structures and work dynamics have changed over recent decades. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma lawmakers are weighing at least one measure to incentivize volunteer firefighters. Senate Bill 432 would increase the monthly pensions for most volunteer firefighters, especially those with fewer years of service. State lawmakers are looking to further regulate the use of artificial intelligence in Oklahoma. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, one bill in the Senate proposes limiting minors' use of the tech.
Senate Bill 1521 by McCurtain Republican Warren Hamilton aims to restrict the use of AI companion apps by anyone in Oklahoma under the age of 18, requiring companies offering the online tools to implement an age verification system.
The impetus for it, you've seen this at the national level with the suicides of several children, the most notable of which is Adam Rain.
Adam Rain is a 16-year-old who took his own life after conversing with ChatGPT, one of many available AI tools. The bill would prohibit companies from building AI chatbots with reckless disregard of the possibility that they could solicit minors to engage in or simulate sexual conduct or commit violence and self-harm. It also empowers the state attorney general to create guidelines for AI companies to follow, punishable by a fine no greater than $100,000. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The measure passed the Senate Technology and Telecommunications Committee unanimously this week. Oklahoma's senior U.S. senator says he will visit Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facilities. Members of Congress are permitted by law to tour ICE prisons without prior permission. Even so, Senator James Lankford says he has given advance notice.
The administration has asked for a 7-day advance lead to be able to go in. We've made some of those requests to be able to make sure that we can actually get in, to be able to take a look, and to be able to see how operations are actually happening.
Lankford says ICE should own their own prisons. Companies like GEO Group have been awarded no-bid contracts by the feds as President Donald Trump pursues an aggressive immigration reform policy. Oklahoma has at least three ICE detention facilities in Watonga, Sayre, and Cushing. An audit of the State Department of Education under former Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister, requested by Governor Kevin Stitt, found no evidence of financial wrongdoing. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on the Wednesday announcement from State Auditor Cindy Byrd.
The auditor's office was asked to investigate whether revenue sources were allocated properly and done lawfully, as well as if the department is enforcing financial reporting requirements from school districts. However, Byrd says there are systemic problems. One is that several vendors are line-itemed by the legislature for appropriations. That means they do not have to engage in a competitive bidding process. According to the audit report, the math instruction platform Imagine Math received $1 million, Teach for America received $2 million, and the nonprofit alternative education program Street School received $100,000. Byrd says these allocations take the executive power away from the State Department to administer policy related to education, quote, about which SDE is the most knowledgeable. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.